in Yoni Pesach. Okay, Pesach is coming up, obviously, a few weeks. I want to maybe spend a few days, a day or two. I want to just go through some loose end in Yonim, which I find of interest, at least personally. Recently, a sefer was published by Rabbi Shimon Finkelman. He's a very famous author for Art Scroll. He's a student, very close to Rabbi Wolfson. Rabbi Wolfson is the mashkiach of Torah V'das. And I'm a very big chassid of Rabbi Wolfson. I'm a big fan of his. He published, and this Talmud published many svarim called the Munas Itecha. It's Jewish machshava on the Parsha and the Yoma. They later collected from all of his writings his chidushim that relate to Eretz Yisrael. They put in a sefer called Tzion V'Oreha. Beautiful sefer about Eretz Yisrael, all the different parts of Eretz Yisrael, many powerful original insights into the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then a couple of years ago, someone else collected from his writings his chidushim relating to tefillah. They published it in two different. There was a second printing, a revised edition called Va'ani Tefillah. And then very recently, I don't know, recently about 6 months ago, someone took the sefer Va'ani Tefillah and they adapted it into English. It's not just a translation. Va'ani Tefillah is also a collection of other things, of other writings, and other speeches that he has given relating to Tefillah. So I'd like today, very quickly, just to run through some bullet points, things that I found interesting in his sefer relating to Tefillah. Some things are not necessarily his chidushim, things which he Yisodos which he builds upon, but these Yisodos are very interesting. At least I find them interesting, and I would like to again run through and share with you some of these ideas. Okay, the first thing I didn't really prepare properly, but the first thing, let me tell you. Let's see. I just marked off the pages. Okay, this is a theme Rabbi Wolfson speaks about very often. Amalek. Amalek, the essence of Amalek is the idea to dampen our emunah. The Gemara in the Makos tells us that it's difficult for us to be bedaktik in all of the Tayag mitzvos, and the Nevi'im over time have reduced the essentials. Instead of focusing on all of the Tayag mitzvos, focus on only, I think, 13 mitzvos, then David came and reduced it to less, Yeshaya to less, until finally Chavakuk came along and reduced it to one, Emunah. Tzadik be'emunah so yichya. The Gemara in the end of Masechta Makos, the last half, says the most essential thing that we should focus on in our time is Emunah. Tefillah is the essence of Emunah. When a person davens, a person is expressing his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek, the essence of Amalek, we just went through Purim. Purim is all about Amalek, is their drive, their attempt to weaken our emunah. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imo. And the Chazal tell us that when Amalek attacked, what did they accomplish? They accomplished a Klal Yisrael question themselves. And they said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imoyin. Is Hashem really within our midst? This was what Amalek accomplished. And in fact, this is a very famous Chazal. Amalek is b'gematria sofik. Sofik means a doubt. And that is the essence of Amalek, their attempt. And they live with us today, Amalek, and that's what we have problems with. Problems of emunah. That is the avodah of our generation. Tzadik b'emunah. To come to higher levels of Amunah. So I just see ties in Wolfson. He's very famous for the most amazing gematrias. He has some fascinating. So here's one gematria which I found very interesting because he builds upon something that's very popular. We know that it says in Parshas Noach, Tzohar ta'aseh lateva. You shall make a window for the. What is a Tzohar? So someone once joked with me in Shul, a Tzohar is a floodlight. Because there are two opinions in the Rashi as to what is a tzar. Either tzar means a window, or it was a precious stone which produced light. So what's the common denominator of a window and a precious light in the context of the marble? A floodlight. Tzayar tase lateva. Here's a joke. But Chazal Darshan, this is a popular book from the Baal Shem Tov, Teva refers to the words of Tzil, the Siddur. When you daven, when you daven, you are focusing on the tevos, on the words. Tsoihar means light. You shall light up the tevos. Light up the words of the tefillah. When you daven with passion and muna, faith. And by doing so, you will illuminate the teva. Tsoihar. Illumination. Ta'ase la teva. Now he goes further. There's another pasuk. Boyata v'chol beischa el hateva. When you daven, take yourself. Yeah, see, you have to appreciate the sefer. You really have to go to his shul and Munas Yisrael. Right, Wilson, they have a beautiful Kilo Bar Park in 16th Avenue and 42nd Street and 16th Avenue and Munas Yisrael. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to daven there in the summer on a number of days in Shacharis. I was there in the morning. And I daven Shacharis, and it makes an impression. They really know how to daven. They daven, they start very early, and they daven Pesukei de Zimra on a regular day. It takes over half an hour, maybe even longer. That's besides Korbanos. And they daven with a lot of kavanah, daven together with a lot of kavanah. It's Emunas Yisrael. 16th Avenue and 42nd Street. 42nd Street. They're very warm. It's most of them. It's a very big yeah. It's a very warm place. It's a very nice space. It's very large. Very nice. They daven with a lot of passion, a lot of kavana. It's impossible to daven there without being impressed, being moved. This is the way you should daven. So when you read the sefer, you go over some of the ideas. It's hard to appreciate if you have the experience of davening there in the Beis HaKnesses for a little bit. Then you can appreciate a little bit more of what he says. It comes to life. But he goes further, just like we have this idea, tsoihar ta'ase la teva, you shall make a tsoihar for the teva. He takes another pasuk, bo'ata, when you come and daven, what are you doing when you're coming to daven? Bo'ata, enter, the chol beischa, and your entire family. When a person davens, doesn't just daven for himself, he davens for his family and friends, el ha'teva. It's a spin-off on the chazal of tsoihar ta'ase la teva, bo'ata, the chol beischa el ha'teva. So this is typical of Rabbi Wilson. He says, this pasuk, bo'ata, the chol beischa el ha'teva, is equal in gematria exactly to the expression Vayovo Amolek Vayilochem im Yisrael Birifidim. Amalek, what did Amalek come and do? They weakened Klal Yisrael's emuna. How do they weaken our emuna? Suffolk. The whole essence of Amalek is to input into Klal Yisrael a suffolk in emuna. We live in a generation where the Gemara tells us the only thing we should focus on with our full energy is emuna. Tzadik be'emuna so yichya bochavakuk vehenidon alachas emuna. Tzadik be'emunaso yichya. The last staff of Masechta Makos. What is Amalek? The essence of Amalek is suffik. They try to weaken our resolve. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu imayin. Is Hashem within our midst? That is captured in the pasuk of the Melchama of Amalek. Vayavo Amalek, vayilochem im Yisrael b'refidim. They waged war b'refidim, b'refidim rafu yedehem. They weakened their hands by casting doubts if HaKadosh Baruch is within our midst. What is the antidote to a sofik in Amuna? The antidote is to be mechazek in koch hatfila. And what is the same gematria? Bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva. If you want to counteract the sveikos, the doubts that Amalek puts into our minds with vayavo Amalek vayilochem im Yisrael b'refidim, you have to apply yourself in koyach hatfila with a full kavana bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva. That's one idea that I found made an impression on me. Let me give you another idea. We have in Tehillim three. In Tehillim, we have three different types of tefillah: tefillah leDavid, tefillah leMoshe, and tefillah leOni. Okay, three different mizmorim that begin with the word tefillah. So Wolfson explains that those three correspond to the three different parts of davening. When you first start out davening, you start out Pesukei de Zimra. That's the beginning of davening after the Birchas Hashachar, Pesukei de Zimra. What do you do during Pesukei de Zimra? Shirois Visishbachos. Who authored these Shirois Visishbachos? David, Tfilin David. Then you come to Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma is a little bit more intellectual. You go up to Shemayim and you see the Malachim, the Oifanim, the Chayas HaKodesh, Barash Gadol, Misnasim, Lumas, Serafim, Lumasam. Who went to Shemayim and saw all of this firsthand? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu spent 120 days in Shemayim. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He brought down the Torah. What, in essence, are we doing in Birchas Kriyas Shema? We are describing what takes place in Shemayim, and we're mevakesh in Ahava Rabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sein b'libeinu l'hovin l'haskel l'shmoy l'ilmo l'amir l'shma v'las l'kayim is called Divrei Salmon t'rasecha b'yahava. We are really emulating Moshe Rabbeinu. The second part of Davening from Baruch Hu until Shmona Esrei, in essence, is tefillah le Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, Mayim lo yachalti, Lechem lo yachalti, Mayim lo yishasisi, 40 days in Shemayim in heaven, he saw the Malachim. And what did Moshe do? He brought down the Torah. That is in essence what we're doing in Birchas Kriyas Shema. We're focusing on Moshe Rabbeinu's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we come to the Shemona Esrei. What do we do by the Shemona Esrei? We mevakesh for our tzach, for our needs. What are our needs? Like aniyim, an oni oimei bepesach, tfilo le oni. So Wolfson, this is like his, this type of, like, these are typical for his mahalach, his machshava, is we have in Tehillim three different types of tefillahs. Tefillah le-David, tefillah le-Ani, tefillah le-Moshe. These three different tefillahs we see is the pattern of the tefillah of Shachris. We start with tefillah le-David, Shiras v'Shpachos, we then go up to tefillah le-Moshe, Birchas Kriyashma, and we then come to the Shemona Esrei, which captures the essence of tefillah le-Ani, Ani, Oimi, Ba-Pesach, Eich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Bakosh, and Chinos. Let's go to another idea. We know we have, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he answers us in the time of Mincha. Mincha is the most chaviv tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch. Why? Because it's in the middle of the day. Shachris, in the morning, you wake up in the morning, your mind is still clear. It's before you get involved in all of the nitty-gritty and all of the nisyonos and all of the turmoil of what's going on in the world. Ma'ariv, noon, the day is already over. It's time to wind down and go to sleep, so you have a little bit more yishuv hadas. But Mincha, we all know personally, Mincha is very difficult. Mincha, in the middle of the day, you're in the middle of work, you run out, or you're on your way from here, on every day down a different time. Mincha is a very hard time to concentrate on your tefillah. And did Chazal tell us that it's Chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillas Mincha, and most of our bakashos are answered b'shas Mincha, if we are mechavin. So Wilson says, why? So this is, like, again, typical of his type of machshava. We know that when you bring a karbon, there are three types of karbonos in the category of oile v'yoreid. When a person sins with regard to tumas nefesh v'kodashav, person's tameh. So if a person is wealthy, he brings an animal. One who is poor, he brings a meal offering. And one who is very poor, the dal dalim, he brings, I'm saying the other way around, the one who is poor brings birds, and the one who is very poor brings a mincha. He brings flour. Chazal tell us, another Chazal, that it's chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the carbon of the ani, the mincha. Why is it chaviv? Because it's all he has. That's all he has. He can't afford to bring an expensive animal. He can't afford to bring birds. The most he can afford to bring is some flour and oil. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though you can't afford, by you giving up a little bit of flour is such a big deal, I consider it to be more chav to me than as if you brought the most expensive carbon. So the Wolfson, he ties these two together and he says, tefillah shachris is like the tefillah of the rich man. It's a rich prayer. It starts with Birchas Kriyashma, Birchas HaShachar, the Psuke de Zimra, Birchas Kriyashma, you have a Shemona Esrei, and you have, after Shemona Esrei, Tachnun, Ashev, Letzion, you wind down. It's a very wealthy prayer. Then you come to Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is like the poor man. It's like the birds. You don't have Psuke de Zimra, you don't have Birchas HaShachar, you don't have Asher, but it's not so bad. You have a Baruch Hu, and you have a Birchas Kriyashma, four brachas. Hamariv Aravim, Ahava Asoylam, Goal Yisrael, and the MSV Amuna. You have four brachas. Yeah, so it's like the carbon of the poor. But Mincha Mincha is the dal shebedal. It has nothing. All you have is skeletons. A skeleton prayer. Ashrei shmone esrei aleinu. It's the dal shebedal. Just like, here's the connection. Just like, this is typical of him. Just like when it comes to the carbon oil of the earth, there are three madregos. There's the usher, the dal, and the dal shebedalim. In tefillah, there are three types of tefillah. There is the usher, shachris, there is the dal, mairiv, and then there is the dal shebedalim, mincha. And which one is chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The dal shebedalim. Which one is chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mincha. Because mincha, that's all we can do. It's in the middle of the day. We're fatracht. Our minds are not clear. But if we can muster enough strength to concentrate just on one shmona esher, one small amount, that is like the dal shebedalim. And Hashem says that you can just concentrate and do that little bit for me, to have emunah in me for those few moments, I'll consider it more chashuv than even the most beautiful tefillah, even the carbon that is a carbon of the asher. Okay, that's another idea. Now let me go to another very popular idea from Rabbi Wolfson. This is a fascinating idea. This ties into something that we learned on Friday. On Friday, let me review what I told you on Friday. And this is very good. On Friday, we learned about the three times it says until the mitzvah of Ruyas Ponim. Shalosh Ponim Bashana Yireh Kol Zuchurcha Es Pnei Hashem Elokecha. We have a pasuk in Mishpatim, pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, and a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So I pointed out to you the differences. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it does not say, it says Ha'odoin Hashem. Shalosh Pam Bashani Rikol Zukhats Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem. In Parshas Kisisa, it says Ha'odoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael. In Parshas Re'eh, what does it say? It says Hashem Elokecha. Shalosh Pam Bashani Rikol Zukhats Pnei Hashem Elokecha. Bamokam Asher Yivchar. It does not say Elokei Yisrael, and does not say the word Odo. So on Friday we explained the reason why it does not say the word Odo, Elokei Yisrael by the first and the last, because it corresponds to the three Batei Mikdashos. The Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi. Bayis Rishon was Hashem was the Odo over the entire world. The Bayis Sheni was limited only to Klal Yisrael, Elokei Yisrael, and the Bayis Shlishi once again will be Elokei Hashem Elokech. But the question we didn't really discuss, focus on, what about the word Odo? Why is the word Odo mentioned? Why is Odo mentioned in the first two, and Odo not mentioned in the third bites? So let me ask you a question that he asked, Rabbi Wolfson. In the beginning of davening every day, we say Elokai Neshama. What does it say in the Berach of Elokai Neshama? Elokai Neshama Shnasat B'Tayatav Rasata Yitzah Tata Nefachti B'Tayatav Neshama B'Tosel Lamani Ulachazir B'Lasav Kol Zman Shana Neshama Zikir Bi Moide Ani Lefonecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokai V'Sai Ribon Kol Amasim Adon the Master Kol Haneshamos. Hashem is the Odoin of the Neshamos. Go to Yishtabach. Okay, the very end of Sugei de Zimra. So what do we say? We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Boirei Kol HaNeshamos, or this Nusach Svart, and Nusach Svart, you got me. It says the Hashem is the Boirei Kol HaNeshamos. So it's a good word for Nusach Svart. Anyone have a Nusach Svart?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two takers, two customers. Borei Kol Hanefashos. So the question is a very powerful word. Why did the word Odon, why was it changed from Odoin, Adoin Kol Haneshamos, to Borei Kol Haneshamos? What happened from the beginning of davening to the end of Sukkot de Zimra? So he says the difference is, first of all, we have to understand the word Odon means a master. And when you use the word Odon in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this answers the question of the three times in the Torah, that means we are slaves. The parallel, the match to a master is an Eved, a slave. Boyre, a creator, is a much softer expression. And his terminology says that if on the receiving end of the boyre doesn't mean a distant relationship of a slave, it's a softer expression, which means we're your creatures, we're your children even. It doesn't have the harshness of master-slave. Master-slave is a harsh term. There's a limit in the relationship you have with your master. You don't want to get him upset. A father, a creator, there is a closer connection. So he says the difference is, the beginning of Shachar, you wake up in the morning, Mode Ani. You wake up in the morning, you sense yourself. When a person is selfish, and there is a sense of self, ani, then the most you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the term Adon. But when you go through an entire Psukei Dezimra, and you melt away in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you become humbled. When you sing Shiros V'Sishbachos in the Psukei Dezimra, and you get a greater sense of the awe and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you melt away. You lose your sense of Ani. And then you can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of Psukei Dezimra as the Boyre Kol HaNefashos, not as just the Adoin Kol HaNeshamos. So the difference between the, and this is his idea, the reason why we switch from Adoin to Boyre is because in the beginning we're limited. We're limited because we're selfish. We start out Ani. But through Psukei, the whole Tafkid of Psukei de Zimra is to lose your sense of Ani. Don't care about yourself so much. Care about someone else. Care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you will lose your sense of Ani, then your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will develop to a greater degree where you can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Boyre Kol HaNeshamos, not the Adoin Kol HaNeshamos. Okay, that's one idea. Let's go to another idea. This is another idea which is very popular in his writings. Done. Now, he illustrates this in a beautiful way by taking note of a very popular medrash, a very popular question in the end of Parashas Vayechi, when Klal Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, the Torah enumerates all of the souls of the Jewish people who have descended to Egypt. And the Torah concludes, guess how many people came down to Egypt with Yaakov Avinu, a grand total of 70. What's the obvious problem? If you count all the names, they're only 69. Well, including the people in the Evi, after you include people of Yosef's family in Mitzrayim, it takes you up at 66. So it takes you to one answer is we have the people of the Yosef's family, but that will only take us up to 69. Where is number 70? What happened? So everyone knows the popular Rashi, Yocheved was born between the walls, but in the Medrash, if I'm not mistaken, it's a Medrash Rabbah. There are really four answers. There are four answers. Rashi only quotes one of four answers. First answer is the popular answer, Yocheved was born between the walls. Second very popular answer, well not as popular, is Hashem. Anochi ale imach, v'anochi ered imach, v'anochi ale. Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, don't be afraid to go down into Egypt. Anochi ered im, I'm going down with you. V'anochi alcha alo, I'll come up with you. Don't worry about it. I'm going with you, I'm coming up with you. So Hashem says, I am number 70. Beautiful answer, right? That's even beautiful. Then there are two more answers. Answer number 3, Serach Bas Osher. Problem is, Serach Bar Osher is listed. Okay, let's go to answer number 4. Answer number 4, we'll get back to the answer, is it was Hushim Ben Don. Problem, same exact question. But Hushim Ben Don is listed.
What about Yosef's
point? We don't count the women, we count only the men. They only list the men in the pasuk. Except for Yocheved. Except for Serach. Exclusive. The question is better than the answer. Okay, it's a very good question. We're counting Yocheved. Serach, we're counting. So why don't we count? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. It's a good question. But Serach Bas Osher or Chushim Ben Dan? So how does that answer the question? Because those are explicitly listed in the 69 or the 66. So how does that answer the question? So I think it's the Medrash. The Medrash answers the question. The Medrash says, if I'm not mistaken, they count as two. They're so chashuv. Chushim Ben Dan is so chashuv, it counts as two.
Another place they said
Chushim
is many, so
Chushim
is plural.
Chushim is plural. There was more than one.
So many.
So what is going on over here? Sir, by Wolfson, he takes these four and he explains the four. He's only coming to explain one thing that he wants, and he uses this a lot of his writings. But the point, he explains that these four answers represent Geul. What's happening? This is Maisa Avos Simin Labanim. Jewish people are going down to Egypt. They're going into a situation of Golos. And HaKadosh Baruch is revealing right away, do not worry, there will be a Geula. Who's the Geula? Who's number 70? Who's the clinch going to clinch it? Well, the first, as Hashem, don't worry. I guarantee you, Golos can't be that bad. There's an escape clause. We're looking for the escape clause. That's really what number 70 is. 69 is the Golos. 70 is the Savior, is the salvation. That's the common. See, the advantage of the Medrash giving us four is we can find a common thread. If we would only have one answer, we have one answer, so you can say many things. But when you have many answers, there's an advantage. The advantage is, what's the common denominator? There is a common denominator in all four, and that represents, they all have within them the idea of Geula. They're going into Golus, 79, 69 souls are going down, trouble, but number 70 is going to take him out. Hashem, what more do you want than that? The Rebbeinu Shalom is the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's the Savior, He's going to redeem us. Number two, Yocheved. Who is Yocheved? The mother of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Who was the Savior of Klal Yisrael? The Zchus of Moshe was the mother. The Zchus of Aaron, the Be'er, and then Ani HaKavod. They were the saviors in every shape and form. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam were the ones who redeemed us. Moshe Shochneged, Aaron Moshims really was the one, was the Goyel, the child of Yocheved, and Aaron assisted, he was the Resha Medabrim, and Aaron was the Kohen Gadol, and Miriam was in her Zchus, it was the Be'er represents Mayim, his Torah. Okay, it goes on, but basically this family, the children of Yocheved, were the ones who were the Goyalim. They were the redeemers of Klal Yisrael, so they took us out. They were the escape clause. Okay, so those two are very easy to understand. What about Chushim Ben? What about Serach Ben Asher? What did Serach Ben Asher do? She represents the constant being Mevaser Besoros Tovos Yeshuos Venechamos. It's a very ring. He explains that it's a very big milah, if you can, to be the bearer of good news. If you have an opportunity, oh good, like bad news, unfortunately, there's no shortage of. And it's not good. It's not good. It's not good to give her a bare report. Al pi halacha, not even allowed. You have to only put in writing, put up a sign, ask them directly. But good news, you'll have to repeat. And sometimes it's this competition. Who has the zuchus? Megalgalim zuchus al yidei zakai. You should be the person that reports the good news. The main people in their life, they look back at big events in their life. Right, when they got engaged, or they had a child, or a simcha in their family. How did they find out? Who told them? Who told me the good news? Who told me that this person had a baby? Who told me that this person had this simcha? To bring good news, Rabbi Wilson explains, you are really acting as the shliach of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is the model, the paradigm of the Mevaser Besoros Tovos Yeshuos Arachmi Yishachlanu Eitz Eliyahu HaNavi. And what will he do? Vivaser Lanu Besoros Tovos Yeshuos V'Nechamos. The essence of Eliyahu HaNavi is to bring good news. And Eliyahu HaNavi is the Goya. Serach Bas Osher captures the essence of Eliyahu HaNavi. She was the one that told Yaakov Avinu, oh, Yod Yosef Chai. Zichri hu Moshel be'eretz Mitzrayim. It wasn't anyone else. No one knew how to do it. We think, oh, he'll get out. He with his heart. And they were afraid to tell him. They told him. He didn't believe it. It wasn't so simple. There's a lot more than meets the eye. She had the zchus. Why did she have the zchus? We don't know all the details. But she had the zchus because she captured within her the essence. Serach. It's a whole new insight. Serach bas Osher is Eliyahu Hanavi. She is the essence of Eliyahu Hanavi. I once told you this story, this beautiful story with this Rebbe. Achosa came to Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I want to see Mashiach. I want to see Eliyahu Hanavi. I want Gil Eliyahu. Go to this town. I told Rebbe, go to this town. You ever know the story? Go to the town. And he went there and he stopped over. Then he gave this almana and the siyasim some food. And then he came back, Rebbe, I didn't see Eliyahu Hanavi. Go again. Go again. And he goes and he hears and he stops to give them food once again and he hears the child crying to the mother, Ma, I have nothing to eat. And the mother says, don't worry, Eliyahu Hanavi will come like last time. He then realized he was the Eliyahu Hanavi. Everyone in their life is an Eliyahu Hanavi to someone else. There's the Eliyahu Hanavi for Klal Yisrael and there's a minor Eliyahu Hanavi. Serach Bas Osher captures the essence of what Eliyahu Hanavi is. And in Mela, she is number 70. She counts as two. Why she counts as two? Because she has the koyach to mevasa b'soros tovos yeshuas v'nechamos. And now we come to the whole reason why I was saying all this vart. Chushim ben Don. Who is Chushim ben Don? Don was the ma'aseif l'chol ha'machanos. Don, unfortunately, was... He collected, but Don, Amalek, now this goes back to what we said before, what is Amalek? Amalek represents the battle of Amalek in our times is a challenge of Emunah. We have difficulty with Emunah. We live in a dark world. There's Hester upon him. We have an enormous amount of difficulties to overcome. It's very difficult. Emunah is a serious, serious matter. Tzadik demunah so yichya. And who is causing us? Who's challenging our Emunah? It all comes down to Amalek. The essence of Amalek, the battle of Amalek goes on to Ad Hayom Hazeh, the world. Klal Yisrael is a teeny, teeny minority in as far as Hashkafa. The Hashkafa of having Emunah, optimistic, everything will be okay, and looking and don't worry about all the whole, keep on going by it. It's an incredible thing. Go read the Drudge Report. Why is the Drudge? Everyone here go to Drudge? Anyone goes to Drudge Report? Why are they so successful? Why? Think about it. Why is Drudge the most successful website in the world? Because if you look at Drudge, it's only bad news. Check it out. It's only bad news. There is no good. You go listen to a radio program, right? 10-10 wins. You go listen to the television, listen to it. So it's balanced. There's some good news, a good nice story. Look at this wonderful thing that happened, the good news. Something bad happened. Okay, maybe 60%, 60 to 40 bad versus good. 60 bad, 40 good. Drudge? They have a billion hits. The most popular website in the world. It is only bad news. That's what people thrive on. They thrive on bad news. It's incredible. It sells. Bad news sells. Everything. According to Drudge, the world has come to an end. Every day, the world is over. The world, yes, it's amazing. You read Drudge, every day the world is over. That's the way the world is presented. People love it. They love it. Klal Yisrael, that's exactly what Amalek is. Amalek is, that's it. There's no less din, less die in the world is charav shomeim. Klal Yisrael needs emunah. Tzadik b'emunah so yichyeh. There's a borei olam. There's a creator. He's in charge. He's doing things his way, whether you like it or not. There's a creator. Borei olam. This is what?
If you read Yeshiva World.
I don't read Yeshiva World News. I don't read Yeshiva World News. Not a fan. Okay. But this is tzadik v'emunah so yichyeh. This is emunah. Okay, so we have who did Amalek attack? Amalek attacked Don. Vayilochem is as let's go with the parasha. Zechor eis asher oslo chamalek b'rech b'tzitzchem shem asher korcha b'rech vayizanev b'cha kol hanecheshalim acharecha. Who the necheshalim? The stragglers. The stragglers. Shevet Don. Shevet Don were the stragglers. They were on the outside. Why were they on the outside? The Targum Yonason says they were late. They were latecomers. They didn't. When they blew the shofar, time to go and time to travel. It's time to travel. They got up late. They were not so quick to mail. They were outside. They were late. Amalek was able to attack them because since they were not Zoris, they were not Mechazik themselves. So Amalek, when Amalek attacked them, Klal Yisrael were all Kol Yisrael Arim Zeh Lo Zeh. It made a rush on everyone in Klal Yisrael. Their attack weakened Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Wolfson explains that this is Chushim Ben Don. Chushim Ben Don, he was a deaf mute. He was the only son of Don. They only had one son. The whole Sheva Don comes from Chushim. And he was a deaf mute. And he wasn't in the genes, obviously. That's what he was able to have. His children were able to hear. They're not deaf mutes. But Chushim Ben Don, the entire Sheva Don comes from Chushim Ben Don, and he represents the weakness, the handicapped of not being 100% with the program. Right, that's the nusach. He's not 100% with the program. But what did he succeed in doing, Chushim Ben Don? Even though he was weak, he was a deaf mute, he killed Esav. He killed Esav when they came to bury Yaakov Avinu. Esav showed up and says, not so fast, it's my Maris Machpelah, Yaakov, this is my burial plot, Yaakov is not to be buried here. What did Chushim did not hear, he was not part of the conversation, so he was fresh because he was a deaf mute. He asked in sign language, what in the world is going on, who's holding up the show? And they said, Esav is holding up the show. He took a stick and he banged them on the head, he was dead, and right away they proceeded. Chushim Ben Don was matzliach in wiping out Esav. Half-flavor fella. Maisa of a similar bonim. Klal Yisrael throughout all the doros is negotiating with Esav. That's what happens. Coming into the Mashiach, we want to bury Yaakov Avinu. We want to put Yaakov, we want to put Yaakov to rest. Yaakov Lemes. Remember, Yaakov did not die. But we want to give Yaakov Avinu Minucha. We want Klal Yisrael is looking to be to be in a matziv of Shalom, Hashkeit Vavetach. We're looking for that Menucha. Yaakov Avinu Loimes. Yaakov is now coming to his rest. What does it mean, his rest? It means that Yaakov Avinu should find Menucha. Menucha in the burial plot, but that represents a time in history where Klal Yisrael will come to a moment of Menucha. They'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in peace. And Esav doesn't let. No, you're not. I'm not going to let Yaakov have Menucha. We're going to have to negotiate. And the negotiating wins the deed. You have the deed, you don't have the deed. Naftali has to run, Azoyan, and come back here. And who's the one that says, Atkan, enough of the Mishigas. No negotiations. Chushim Ben Don gets up and puts an end to Esav and says, Atkan, get rid of it, you're out. He kills. Ma'ase Avos Simin Labanim, who's going to bring an end to Esav for Klal Yisrael, the end of the Galus? Going down to Egypt, 69 souls. Galus. Who's going to bring an end to Galus? Who's going to bring him to bring Menucha? Chushim Ben Don. Chushim Ben Don is double. Double. He counts as two. Just like we said, Selach Bas Osher is double, according to one approach, because she's the Mavasa, the Besara service, Yeshua's Nechamos is Geula. Chushim Ben Don is also Geula. He killed Esav. He brought an end to the Galus. He brought an end to Esav. So Wilson says, Bisman Hazer, who is done? Bisman Hazer, we are done. The whole generation that we live in today, we're living in Ikvisod the Mashiach. We are all together Chushim Ben Don. We're handicapped. We're a deaf mute. We don't know how to hear. We don't get the messages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. Hashem is speaking to us. The world, go to Drudge. Go to Drudge. The world is Charaf. The world is way out of control. Beyond any measuring instrument. It's off totally. Hashem is speaking to us. We don't get it. We're deaf. We don't get it. Can we be mispalo to Hashem? No. We don't even have a kayachatil. You go to shul. Everyone's talking. Everyone's schmoozing. Everyone. We don't even know what to do. We're totally lost. This is the door of, just like Don was the ma'aseif l'chol hamachanos, in physical traveling, in time, there's a Don that's a ma'aseif that comes at the end, in ikvasa de mashicha, there's a Don. this generation before the coming of Mashiach is the generation of Hushim ben Dan. We all get there deaf mutes. We don't get the signals, we don't hear the signals, and we don't know how to speak to respond to the signals. But yet, it was Hushim ben Dan that put an end to Esav. It was Hushim ben Dan that put an end, enough of this nonsense, Atkan, and that's what our generation will do. Ultimately, the generation will bring Mashiach, put an end to Esav, and Yaakov Avinu will rest in Shalom and peace. And that's that is why Hushim ben Dan is double. He is double. So Rav Wolfson says, whatever avodah you do b'sman hazeh, you should realize is double than the avodah of all the previous generations. In Hashem's eyes, it has double the value. Previous generations, they were tzaddikim, they were gedolei Yisrael, they were very great people. Those are the 69. Those are the 69 souls that went down to Egypt. Gedolei Hadar, the greatest of the great. But we are Hushim ben Dan, and Hushim ben Dan counts as two. And therefore, when a person davens, in this generation, the koyach hatzfil of Hushim ben davens, and does avodah, and is mechazek in what Hushim ben Dan was lacking. What was done lacking? He quotes the Yonasan. They were late. They were late. They were on the outside. The person is mezaris themselves not to be from the latecomers, the tzila, not to be from the atzelim, but to be from the mezaris, from the zrizim, magdimim, and to do your part, what you can do, by Hashem, it's choviv ad ma'od, to double, that will ultimately bring the gula, put an end to vayista, end of Esav, vayistam Esav liyakov, and Klal Yisrael will rest b'menucha. Okay, those are some of the ideas of Rabbi Wolfson. Thank you.